Middle 80s for highs on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine. Highs into the middle 80s on Monday. I'm Steve Valadieri, Jr., reporting for iAmWeather.com, Classic Oldies, WMTR.
9:30 in the morning, and it is my pleasure right now to be able to introduce you to Dr. Allison Gran, an experienced board-certified radiation oncologist at St. Barnabas. And she comes from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. So that, of course, has a worldwide reputation. She worked there in the Department of Radiation Oncology. She's the recipient of numerous awards and honors, including Best Doctors in America, Top Doc in New Jersey Monthly, and Castle Connolly Top Doctors in New York as well. And today, we're going to talk for a few moments about a way to treat cancer in 5 days or less. Now, Dr. Gran, it sounds like something out of science fiction, but it's going on right here in New Jersey. Tell us about the CyberKnife.
So it is a very exciting way to treat cancer. CyberKnife is a special machine which is designed as a very small radiation machine on the top, on the head of a robot. And the robot rotates around the patient, and we can deliver very high doses of radiation to the tumor and minimize treating any normal tissues around the tumor. And it's used for very special disease sites.
Let's talk about those specific diseases and what exactly it's effective at treating.
So there's more data looking at for patients with localized prostate cancer giving higher doses of radiation over shorter periods of time. That appears to be equally effective, if not more effective, than standard treatments for the appropriate patients. For patients who have lung cancer where they have early stage lung cancer and they are not felt to be surgical candidates or they do not choose to have surgery, it's a very effective way to give high doses of radiation to the lung cancer, and there's studies to show that cure and survival are compatible to surgery for certain patients. And also for localized brain tumors, it's a very effective way to treat small brain tumors that may be next to critical structures like the structures of the eye or critical nerves, and we can target the tumors and minimize treating the areas around the tumors.
Now, you say high doses of radiation, and I guess we're all familiar with the bad effects of radiation treatments that we've known about for years. What makes CyberKnife so different?
Well, radiation is a very effective treatment for cancer cells. So radiation therapy, not just exposing ourselves to radiation, but radiation therapy like chemotherapy and some biologic agents are very effective at actually curing cancer and killing cancer cells when they're dividing and killing cancer cell DNA. CyberKnife is a way to deliver high doses of therapeutic radiation, targeted radiation treatments to kill cancer cells while sparing normal structures around the tumors.
Now, you said in the beginning 5 days or less. How is that in any way possible? I mean, you know, we've heard of people and we've all had members of our families or loved ones who've been treated for cancer for months and years, and 5 days or less. Let's talk about that for a moment.
But for the appropriate patients, because the treatment is so targeted, there's actually imaging cameras in the ceiling of the treatment room that are imaging the tumor bed every 15 to 20 seconds while the treatment is being delivered and tracking where the tumors are moving. So we can safely now, with this type of equipment, give higher doses of radiation safely because we're imaging the location of the tumor throughout the entire course of the therapy, of the treatment.
It really is amazing. So how does a person who's got one of these problems find out if CyberKnife might be the right treatment for them?
Well, we have a nurse navigator that they can contact at 973-322-5630, and they can contact us, and then we screen the patients and obviously are happy to meet the patients. We only offer this type of treatment to patients that it's appropriate for. We don't offer it for everybody. But we have a lot of other modalities at St. Barnabas Medical Center that if they're not the right, if they are not eligible for CyberKnife or it's not the right appropriate treatment for them, we frequently can offer them other forms of therapy to take care of them safely.
Okay. And a huge question, of course, for everyone who gets involved in healthcare is this covered by insurance?
It is covered by insurance.
It will be. Wow. And so scheduling consultation is a simple matter of calling you at St. Barnabas, as you mentioned, and setting up an appointment to see them. Do they talk to their, you know, their own oncologist or their own family doctor first and get a little background on it there as well? Is that helpful?
Family doctors frequently don't understand radiation oncology as well, just because we're so specialized, but we're happy to reach out to the family physicians, and we'll keep them involved in the cancer care. If they have their own private oncologist, we speak directly to the private oncologist, and obviously, you know, keep them involved in the patient's cancer care if they already have existing relationships with other physicians.
How long have you been doing this at St. Barnabas?
We have had CyberKnife now. We're going on the end of our second year, but we have been doing stereotactic body radiation therapy, which is very similar, CyberKnife the machine, for 6 or 7 years now.
Pretty amazing stuff. And we thank you for spending a little time this morning to explain it to us. Dr. Allison Grant, thanks for talking to us this morning on WMTR.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, it's 9:36 on AM 1250, and back to the music on the home of the best of the 50s, 60s, and 70s.